You're listening to the Full Time Whistle on Galway Bay FM.
Yeah, Full Time Whistle between now and 8 o'clock with me, Gerry Murphy. We look back on the weekend. Mike Cullen are the county senior football champions. Loughrea, Clarenbridge, Sarsfields and Thomas's will compete in the club hurling semi-finals. And Galway United are into the next round of the playoffs. Yeah, it's been a spectacular weekend, really. Let's go through the results from there, starting with this afternoon's county senior football final. Mike Cullen won 10, Sault Éan Lotnacara won 9. The senior quarterfinals in hurling, the two games played yesterday, Clarenbridge 3-12, Tommy Larkin's 15 points, St Thomas's 1-19, Capitagal 16 points, and today Sarsfields 1-20, Portumna 16 points, Loughrea 1-22, Turlochmore 2-16. And the draw was made for the semi-finals after the Loughrea-Turlochmore game, and it came out as follows. Loughrea will play Clarenbridge, Sarsfields will play St Thomas's. Those semi-finals in a doubleheader next weekend, possibly in Pier Stadium, but that's not confirmed. Senior football relegation, St James's 1-10 and Carrew has 7 points. Next up for both of them is James's will play Uachtarard and Carrew will take on Munavé Abbey. The County Junior Ladies Football semi-final, Sault Éan Lotnacara 4-8, St Mary's 1-10 after extra time. Junior hurling final, Sarsfields 22 points, Castlegar 2-10. Junior C in hurling, Athenry 2-13, Tommy Larkins 2-4. Minor football Westboard final, Mike Cullen 5-13, Ormore Mary 2-13. Minor B football Northboard, Montbellier Maillot 12 points, Kinvara 1-7. Minor C Northboard, Milltown 2-10, Caltra 8 points. County Intermediate Camogie final, Castlegar 9 points, Sault Éan Lotnacara Knocknacara 8 points, and the Connacht Intermediate Ladies Football, Kilturbit 6-8, Nivuira 1 goal and 11 points. In rugby, Ospreys 19, Connacht 22, played on Friday night. And in the SSE, or sorry, that was last night, Saturday, in the Artistry League playoff, Galway United 3, Longford Town 0. It means Galway United win the tie 5-2 on aggregate, and they will play Waterford at the Markets Field in Limerick next Friday night at 7:45, and you can hear that live here on Galway Bay FM. Across channel, two games this afternoon in the Premier League. Arsenal back up at the top of the table. They beat Nottingham Forest by 5-0, and Manchester United go fifth. They have beaten West Ham by 1-0. But let's get stuck into the reports. We're going to start with the report from Pier Stadium this afternoon. Moy Cullen and Sault Éan Lotnacara, 1 point in it in the end. Kevin Dwyer was watching.
Moy Cullen, 1 goal and 10 points. Sault Éan Lotnacara, 1 goal and 9. Games are won in fine margins sometimes, and so was at Pier Stadium. Sault Éan Lotnacara were leading by 9-10 points and were on the attack when a brilliant intervention in defence saw Mark Quillen turn over possession and launch a counter-attack as the clock ticked towards the final whistle. Owen Gallagher hit a high and hopeful shot at the post into the wind. The ball hung in the air, dropping short in the square. Backs, forwards and goalie went to try and clear the ball, but it was Peter Cook's touch that saw it hit the back of the Sault Éan Lotnacara net, and Mike Cullen went 1 point clear. It was a close contest all the way, with the sides level on 6 occasions. Sault Éan Lotnacara made light work of playing into the wind in the first half. Rob Finnerty opened the scoring with the point at free, but a fist at Desi Keneally point levelled it a minute later. Sault Éan Lotnacara launched an attack, and Daniel O'Flaherty played a wonderful 1-2 with Finnerty for Flaherty to get inside the Mark Quillen defence. And he shot for a point, but the breeze held the ball up and it dipped beyond the goalie into the top right-hand corner for a goal for Sault Éan Lotnacara. Mike Cullen responded, though, with a new effort, and they had scores from Sean Kelly, Desi Keneally, Peter Cook with a 45-metre free, and Owen Gallagher, so that it stood at 5-1, and just 9 minutes gone on the clock. A Rob Finnerty point through the sides level before David Wynn nudged Mike Cullen ahead. Sault Éan Lotnacara, though, finished the half in style, with Finnerty getting 2 points and Tom O'Culhane converting a free, as the Seasiders went in at the break 1-5 to 6 points clear. Mike Cullen, though, upped their performance from the start of the second half, and two Desi Kanini frees drew them level on the 40th minute. Then the game entered a fallow period from a scoring point of view, and it wasn't until the 47th minute before Sean O'Lyne raised a white flag for Saltillnacara. Desi Kanini responded with a point for Mike Cullen 2 minutes later, but Evan Murphy nudged Saltillnacara one ahead again, 1-7 to 9 points with 10 minutes to go. Daniel O'Flaherty put in a tremendous block and an own Gallagher goal effort, but Gallagher wasn't to be denied the next score when he pointed from play for Mark Quillen on the 22nd minute to level matters again for the sixth time, 1-7 to 10 points. Substitute for Saltillnacara, Evan Nolan, added 2 points in a minute in the 19th minute of the second half to boost his side, so that it looked like that Saltillnacara were heading towards a victory. Mike Cullen looked to be in trouble as the Saltillnacara side held possession, but then came the turnover, the high dropping ball and Peter Cook's touch. Saltillnacara in fairness tried to get level again, but Mike Cullen held firm and claimed the Frank Fox Cup by the narrowest of margins. Mark Quillen, 1 goal and 10 points. Saltillnacara, 1 goal and 9 points. This is Kevin Dwyer for Galway Bay FM Sport.
Yeah, well done to them. That's their second in 3 years. Now, 3 years ago, they didn't have a Connacht Championship, so they'll look forward to what's coming up over the next couple of weeks, because in 2 weeks' time, the weekend of the 12th and 13th of November, Mike Cullen will play the winners from Mayo, and I can tell you the winners of Mayo are Westport. They beat Ballina Stephenites today by 1 goal and 9 points to 1 goal and 6 points, and that's Westport's first ever senior title. That seems amazing to me, but that game will be played in 2 weeks' time. The London winners against the Leitrim winners in Ruislip is the next game, is the other game on the weekend, 2 weeks from now, the 12th and 13th of November. We're going to switch attention now to hurling, because 4 hurling quarterfinals this weekend has decided the semi-final pairings. First up is the games that were played yesterday. Clarenbridge against Tommy Larkins. Here's Sean Walsh.
Clarenbridge 3-12, Tommy Larkins 15 points. Clarenbridge advanced to the Brook Senior Hurling Championship semi-final by virtue of this deserved victory over Tommy Larkins in difficult weather conditions in Kenny Park on Saturday. Indeed, we had drama before the game when Clarenbridge appeared to try to run through the area that Tommy Larkins were warming up in. A coming together developed before Larkins held their ground. It was, though, an insight into the Clarenbridge mindset. Indeed, the bridge into a strong win started well and led by 4-2 after 11 minutes, with Evan Nyland and Mark Kennedy shooting good scores. Tommy Larkins then took over the game, however, and shot 9 unanswered points between the 13th and the 25th minutes to build an 11-4 lead. Goalie Aina Murphy shot 2 excellent points from frees. Rona Murphy, his brother, rather 2. Kevin McHugh and Keane Dugan got good scores, as did Jason Flynn, who shot 3, the highlight being the score from play after a super reverse pass from Kevin McHugh. Patrick Foley got the first score back for Clarenbridge in 17 minutes just before half time, and it meant that at half time Larkins went in leading by 12-5, and we wondered, was a county semi-final place beckoning, although they did have the breeze to face in that second half. Indeed, it was Clarenbridge that had the answers. They shot the first 3 points of that second half, with substitute Niall Armstrong coming into good effect. Indeed, he shot 3 points in that second half. Their first goal arrived 8 minutes into the half, when Gavin Lee finished deftly after good work by TJ Ryan and Mark Kennedy to leave the bridge just 1 point behind, 1-8 to 12 points. Indeed, their second goal came on the 16th minute when Evan Nyland's long-range free dropped into the square. Mark Kennedy was fouled as he broke onto a loose ball. He got himself up, took the penalty, and Kennedy converted to put the bridge 2-9 to 13 points up. By that stage, the three-quarter stage, it meant that Clarenbridge had outscored their opponents by 2-4 to a point. However, Tommy Larkins did keep at it. Jason Flynn put over a good free, and 5 minutes from the end, Colin Flynn equalised to leave it at 2-9 to 15 points. Indeed, they will rue some balls going in to goalkeeper Aaron Bindon. However, it was the Bridge that finished strongly. Evan Nyland with a huge free from his own 45 and one from the other 45 metre line put the Bridge two in front. And then 1 minute into injury time, TJ Brennan finished a fine careering run through the defence with a super shot to the net to leave the Bridge 3-11 to 15 points up. And in the end, it was only added to by one more score from an Evan Nyland free to put the Bridge comfortably in front, 3-12 to 15 points at their final whistle. Evan Nyland shot 6 points, Gavin Lee got 1-1 and Mark Kennedy got 1-1. Niall Armstrong coming into good effect to get the 3 points with TJ Brennan and Patrick Foley. Brennan the goal and Foley with a point. For Tommy Larkins, who will be disappointed with a disappointing second half, Jason Flynn shot 5 points for them, with Colin Flynn and Ronan Murphy getting 2 each, as did goalkeeper Aina Murphy. Final score then again from Kenny Park, Tommy Larkins 15 points, Clarenbridge 3-12. This is Sean Wells for Galway FM.
Thanks, Sean. The second game at Kenny Park yesterday was the champion St Thomas's against Capitagal. Niall Canavan.
County champion St Thomas's are once again through to the County Senior Hurling Championship semi-final after they defeated Capitagal by 119 to 16 points at Kenny Park on Saturday afternoon. St Thomas's were wind-aided in the first half and they built a 13 points to 5 half-time lead, and they stretched this to 14 points to 5 on the resumption. Capitagal made a spirited comeback, and with 7 minutes to play when Niall Collins pointed, their deficit had been reduced to 4 points at 18 points to 14. However, soon after, Dara Burke found Bernard Burke and he goaled to give St Thomas's a command lead, a lead they would never relinquish, and they won by 6 points in the end. As I said, it was 13 points to 5 at half time, but it was 5 points to 4 in favour of St Thomas's after 11 minutes. However, they hit 8 of the half's final 9 points to go in 8 points to the good at the interval. In the early stages of the game, St Thomas's early points, they came through Dara Burke, Cahal Burke, James Regan, Aina Burke and Connor Cooney from a free, while for Capitagal, Liam Collins pointed 3 points from frees, and then he pointed a super score from play to leave only a solitary score between the sides at 5 points to 4. However, between the 13th and 25th minutes, St Thomas hit 6 unanswered points. Conor Cooney pointed 3 frees, while Oisin Flannery, John Head and Cahal Burke with his second score put them 7 points to the good. Capitagal had gone 17 minutes without a score when Dan Nevin pointed on 28 minutes, but late in the first half, Conor Cooney's 5th point and then another from Aina Burke had St Thomas's 13 points to 5 in front at half time. Indeed, they could have been further in front at half time had they not missed a couple of goal efforts. In the second half, Dara Burke put them 9 points to the good on 32 minutes before Oisin Finn pointed from play, and then Liam Collins pointed a free to leave it at 14 points to 7. It was 16 points to 11 on 46 minutes, with Liam Collins adding 4 further scores for his side, while Conor Cooney were pointed with 2 frees to leave 5 between them at that stage. Then on 49 minutes, a Conor Cooney effort was brilliantly deflected over the bar by James Skehill, and it was 17 points to 11. Liam Collins then pointed his 10th score, and when Dara Dolan pointed on 51 minutes, there was 4 points between them at 17 points to 13. Evan Dugan then surged upfield to point from play before Niall Collins' point from play left 4 between them at 18 points to 14 as the rain descended on Kenny Park. However, Capitagal comeback was on at this stage, but Dara Burke then found Bernard Burke with 5 minutes of normal time to go, and he blasted home a St Thomas's goal to give them a commanding 118 to 14 points lead. Late on, Capitagal had scores from a Liam Collins 65 and a Dan Nevin score from play, but Dara Burke's 3rd point ensured St Thomas's a 6-point victory at 119 to 16 points. St Thomas's scores were Conor Cooney, he got 8 points, including 7 from frees. Aina Burke got 2, with James Regan and Oisin Flannery also on target in attack. Dara Burke got 3 points from play, Bernard Burke got their goal, while there were 4 points from defenders. John Head and Evan Dugan shot a point apiece, while Cahal Burke scored 2 in the first half. For Capitagal, their top scorer, he was Liam Collins. He got 11 points, including 9 frees, 1 from play and 1 from a 65. Dan Nevin got 2 points, including 1 from a free, while Niall Collins, Dara Dolan and Oisin Finn were also on target. But in the end, at a wet Kenny Park, it's St Thomas's were through to the semi-final. They defeated Capitagal by 6 points in the end. St Thomas's 119, Capitagal 16 points. Niall Canavan for Galway FM.
And we look at the 2 games that were played today after this commercial break.
You're listening to the Full-Time Whistle on Galway Bay FM.
Right, of course, Clarenbridge and St Thomas's qualified yesterday for the semi-finals of the Senior Hurling Championship. Today, it was the turn of 4 more teams. First up, Sarsfields against Portumna, watched by Niall Canavan.
Sarsfields defeated Portumna by 120-16 points at Duggan Park in Ballinasloe this afternoon in the County Senior Hurling Championship quarter final. The goal for Sarsfields, that came in the first half from Mark O'Regan, and that helped them into a 110-11 points lead, with Joe Canning having a fine first half for Portumna. In the second half, it was 114-15 points in 47 minutes after Jamie Hogan pointed for Portumna, but Sarsfields upped the ante and they hit 4 points in a row, and they went 6 points to the good at 118-15 points before running out 7 point victors in the end, and they're through to the county championship semi-finals, where they will now play county champions St Thomas's in that semi-final. As stated, it was 110-11 points at half time. Sarsfields raced into a 6-2 lead on 11 minutes after Joseph Cooney hit point to free, while prior to that Niall Morrissey was on target with 3 frees. Darren Murphy had opened the scoring with the point, with Kenneth Cooney also on target for his side, while for Portumna their scores had come from Ronan O'Mara from play and Joe Canning from play. Then Joe Canning on 13 minutes pointed a super sideline cut, and then a minute later he pointed from a free to leave it at 6-4 at the end of the first quarter. Scores were traded from the free checkers Niall Morrissey and Joe Canning before in 20 minutes Kevin Cooney found Mark O'Regan, and he goaled to put Sarsfields 1-7-5 points in front. And when Niall Morrissey pointed for the fifth time, it was 1-8-5 points on 21 minutes. However, in fairness to Portumna, they came back into the game after Joe Canning and Niall Morrissey traded points. They hit 3 points in a row to Adam Fogarty, Joe Canning from a free, and Connor Good to reduce their deficit to 3 points at 1-9-9 points. Niall Quinn and Joe Canning then traded some play before an Adam Fogarty score in 29 minutes left 2 between them at half time at 110-11 points in favour of Sarsfields. Late in that first half, Sarsfields did have a goal chance, and Alex Kinnear flicked effort towards Darren Murphy went wide, with Sarsfields 110-11 points in front at half time. On the resumption, Niall Morrissey pointed a free, and this was quickly followed by one from Joe Canning to leave it at 111-12 points before Niall Morrissey's 8th and 9th points by the 36th minute had Sarsfields 113-12 points in front. They were 1 goal and 14 points to 15 points in front when Jamie Hogan and Joe Canning were on target for Sarsfields, and then Kevin Cooney had a goal chance to win wide before his side hit 4 points in a row, with Niall Morrissey shooting 3 of these, 1 from play and 2 from frees, while Niall Quinn got his second. And in between this, on 55 minutes, Kevin Cooney drove a goal chance wide, but on 58 minutes it was 118-15 points. Joe Canning pointed a free to keep his side in touch before Alex Kinnear shot the first of his points, and then late in the game he also shot a second point as Sarsfields won out by 7 points in the end, 1 goal and 20 points to 16 points. Points, and they're through to the Senior Hurling Championship semi-finals. For them, Niall Morrissey top scored. He got 12 points, including 2 from play and a 65 and the rest from frees. Alex Kinnear got 2 points. Joseph Cooney got a point from a free. Niall Quinn got 2 points. Kenneth Cooney got a point. Mark O'Regan got the goal, while Darren Murphy got 2 points. While for Portumna, Joe Canning put on a superb performance in that first half, and he led the charge, and he ended with 10 points in this particular game. 7 frees, a sideline and 2 from play. Jamie Hogan got a point. Connor Good got a point. Adam Fogarty got 2 points, with Ronan O'Mara and Jack Canning also on target. But in the end, it's Sarsfields who won it. Sarsfields are through to the semi-final. They beat Portumna by 7 points. Sarsfields 120, Portumna 16 points. Niall Canavan for Galway BFM.
And in the final game this afternoon, it was Loughrea against Turlochmore. Loughrea winning this one ahead of the Turlochmore lads. And Niall was there watching this one too.
Loughrea defeated Turlochmore by 122-216 at Duggan Park in Ballinasloe in a pulsating Senior Hurling Championship quarter-final game. The winners will now play Clarenbridge in the semi-final stage next weekend. They started in blistering form, and when aided by the wind, they raced into a 6-1 lead by the 13th minute. Anthony Burns, he got 2 points during this time, while Jamie Ryan and Martin McManus were also on fire, with Neil Keary also impressing, with Sean Loftus the only scorer for Turlochmore during this time. Turlochmore came more into the game, and 2 points from Sean Lennon and Barry Cannon left them within 3 of Loughrea at 6-3 on 19 minutes. Martin McManus and Fergal Moore then traded points, as did Neil Keary and Sean O'Hanlon, to leave 3 between them at 8-5 on 23 minutes. Then Turlochmore got a goal. Jamie Holland was the man on the end of a flowing move that saw them level the scores at 8-1-5. Jamie Ryan then edged Loughrea in front with a massive point to put them 9-1-5 in front. But by half time, it was Turlochmore who held the advantage, as they scored 3 of the game's last 4 points to lead at half time on a 1-8-10 point scoreline, with Sean O'Hanlon, Sean Loftus and Jamie Holland on target, with Neil Keary responding for Loughrea. On the resumption, Loughrea hit 2 early points. Neil Keary pointed from a free, and Jamie Ryan shot a superb score to put them in front at 12-1-8. Turlochmore responded to this. They hit the next 3 points between the 7th and 12th minutes, with the pick of these coming from Mark Murphy to see them into a 1-11-12 points lead. However, Loughrea refused to yield, and they hit a goal and 3 points to go 1-16-11 points in front on 19 minutes. Their goal came from the penalty after a foul on Joseph Mooney, with Johnny Cohn stepping up to see them into the 5-point lead at 116-111. By now, Jamie Ryan was having a serious influence in the game, and he shot some superb points, with Dylan Shocknessy and Anthony Burns also on target. And when they got another score from Martin McManus on 20 minutes, they went 117-111 in front. It looked at this stage as if Loughrea were on their way to the semi-final. However, Turlough Moore refused to give up. Sean O'Hanlon pointed to leave it at 117-112, and then in 22 minutes, a Dahi Burke delivery was deflected off Paul Hooman, and that ended up in the net, and suddenly it was 117-212. Soon after, team captain Jamie Holland pointed to leave only a point between them at 117-213. Again, Loughrea responded. The excellent Jamie Ryan, he shot 5 points in total. He responded with two scores, and suddenly it was 119-213, before another score left it at 119-214 when Sean O'Hanlon pointed with 3 minutes of normal time remaining. Then Brian Keary, he shot an excellent score for Loughrea to put them 1 goal and 20 points to 2 goals and 14 points in front. I should just say Neil Keary that scored that point. And then Johnny Cohn pointed to leave it at 121-214. Late on, Turlough Moore had scores from Sean Loftus and substitute Aaron O'Shaughnessy, but Neil Keary finished the deal in the 37th minute, and Loughrea there too to the county championship semi-final. They had star performers all throughout the field. Johnny Cohn, he got a goal and a point, the goal coming from a penalty. Jamie Ryan had a super game. He got 5 points from play. Neil Keary, he got 8 points, including 4 frees, 3 from play and a 65. Dylan Shocknessy got a point, while in the inside line, Martin McManus got 4 points in play, while Anthony Burns contributed 3. For Turlough Moore, they had many fine performers as well. Their team captain Jamie Holland, he excelled. He scored a goal and 2 points. Mark Murphy got a point. Sean O'Hanlon got 4 from play. Sean Loftus got 5 from frees. Sean Annan got a point, while Barry Callan, Fergal Moore and Aaron O'Shaughnessy were also on target. But in the end, Loughrea proved to be the masters. They're through to the semi-final, where they will take on Clarenbridge next weekend, and they won it by 3 points in the end. It finished Loughrea 1 goal and 22 points, Turlough Moore 2 goals and 16 points. Niall Canavan for Galway BFM.
And for their efforts, they'll meet Clarenbridge in the semi-final, and Sarsfields will take on the county champion St Thomas's. They should be two really good semi-finals. They're on next weekend as a possible doubleheader, and we're hearing that it might be Pierce Stadium. Now I'm going to go back to football, because the senior football relegation game between St James's and Carrarua, a very significant game, watched by Mike Rafferty.
Four unanswered point in the closing stages of the opening half, and an Aaron Connolly goal in the closing quarter. East St James's to a 110-7 point win over on Carrarua in Anspittal on Saturday afternoon. With both teams having their first encounter in the four-team relegation round-robin, it was an opportunity for one of the teams to lay down a marker, and from the opening exchanges, it was the City side who enjoyed supremacy in a wind-assisted opening half. They led by 3-2 after 15 minutes as Jack Ford, Owen Cloncannon and Sam O'Neill all on the mark, with the excellent Fergal O'Shea and Kieran McDonagh responding for the Connemara side. However, on Carrarua really struggled to make any sort of impact in the thereafter in the half, as 4 points from Pat Fallon charges through Owen Cloncannon with his second of the day, Paul Conroy with a free, Dan McNulty and Matthew Mulvaney give them a 7-2 half-time advantage. Now when Irlo O'Connor lashed over 2 long-range efforts in the opening minutes of the second half, a contest really looked on. But in a game well managed by the returning Johnny Duan, Paul Conroy and Aaron Connolly, St James's settled matters with points from Connolly and Owen Teague to maintain the status quo. Aina McCormack and Fergal O'Shea tried to keep on Carew in the game with points, but in reality they really never looked like closing the gap. Then on 53 minutes, when Owen Cloncannon picked out Aaron Connolly in space in front of goal, the midfielder showed great composure to slip a low effort past the advancing Shane Hernan to leave matters at 1-9 to 6 points. Both sides added late points as Paul Conroy and Aina McCormack pointed frees to leave still 6 points between the sides. Now, with Dr. Arad and Munavie Abbey drawing last weekend, St James's had made the perfect start to the relegation round robin as they prevailed at the well-appointed Spittle this afternoon. St James's 110 on Carrarua 7 points.
Thanks, Mike, for that. Mike will be back with a report on Galway United a little bit later on in the programme. But next we're going to switch our attention back to hurling, because we're going to look at the Junior B hurling final. Sarsfields and Castlegar was watched by Darren Kelly.
Sarsfields 22 points, Castlegar 210. Sarsfields put the boot down in the final 20 minutes on Saturday to be crowned Junior B hurling champions of 2022. After Martin Heenan's delivery out left on 33 minutes deflected into the net, Castlegar were 1-7-9 points ahead, but were outscored 9-2 before getting their second major. Kerr Wade responded with 2 Sarsfields frees before Sean Kelly got his 4th from play after a John Connor Castlegar equaliser. Keane O'Regan, Carl Wade, Ina Dolan and Sean Kelly had Sarsfield 16 points to 1-8 up on 49 minutes. Again, John Connor's pace ball reduced the rears and the Castlegar substitute forced a save from keeper Oisin Cooney. Jordan McMahon and Carl Wade stretched Sarsfield's advantage before Sean Connolly won a Castlegar penalty on 59 minutes, which John Connor dispatched to the net, giving Castlegar hope. That left it 18 points to 2-9, but the next 4 points all went the way of the new in Bullon team, through Carl Wade, Ina Dolan and Keane O'Regan. John Connor had another Castlegar effort shade just over the bar, but their race was run at this stage. Sean Kelly, Carl Wade, Keane O'Regan and Seamus Keane ensured it was 7 points apiece at half time before 2 more for Sean Kelly gave Sarsfields the advantage on 32 minutes. Martin Heenan replied with Castlegar's first goal, but the momentum was already going the other way. Sean Kelly for Sarsfields is the Galway BFM man of the match. Final score again, Sarsfields 22 points, Castlegar 2-10, Darren Kelly, Galway BFM Sport, Loughrea.
Next we have a report on the Minor B Northport football, the final of this, of course, and Montpellier Maillot took on Kinvara, watched by Kevin Dwyer.
Montpellier Maillot 12 points, Kinvara 1 goal and 7 points. There was little between the sides in the first half as Kinvara made light work of playing against the breeze. They led by 3 points to nil after 15 minutes. Cormac Ivers with a 45, Kai Hayes and Stephen O'Grady getting their early points. Kieran Mulheron opened the scoring for the Montpellier Maillot side on the 16th minute and followed up with another point a minute later. That made it 3-2 in favour of Kinvara midway through the half. Man of the match, Cormac Poole pointed 3 times for Montpellier Maillot over the final 10 minutes of the half. But Kinvara responded with scores from Cormac Ivers from a point from a free and a point from play by Adam Noon, so that it was level at the break at 5 points apiece. David Geraghty and Kieran Mulheron both pointed for Montpellier Maillot in the first 5 minutes of the second half as they stretched 7-5 clear. But Andy Horan kept Kinvara in touch with a point in the 6th minute, and that was followed up by a Cormac Ivers point in the 9th minute to level matters once again. Poole then stretched the Montpellier Maillot side ahead with a point from play, making it 8 points to 7. And they followed up them with scores from Kieran Mulheron, who got 2, and also from Cormac Poole, who got 2 more. And that meant that by the 29th minute, the Montpellier Maillot side were 12 points to 7 clear. Adam Noon then got a goal for the Kinvara side late on in the 30th minute, and that led for a tight finish as the scoreline stood at 12 points for Montpellier Maillot, 1 goal and 7 points for Kinvara. But Kinvara could not raise another flag, they ran out of time, and Montpellier Maillot deservedly held on to claim the spoils, which were collected by the man of the match and their captain Cormac Poole. The final scoreline then, Montpellier Maillot 12 points, Kinvara 1 goal and 7 points. This is Kevin Dwyer for Galway BFM Sport.
And Kevin stayed on to watch the Minor C football final, and that was between Milltown and Caltra.
Milltown 2 goals and 10 points, Caltra 8 points. A strong breeze favoured Caltra in the first half, and they led by 4 points to no score midway through the half. Adam Mockler and Evan Murray with 2 points each. But Milltown's defence tightened up, led by Pádraig Godwin, and they remained firm right to the end of the first half, holding Caltra scoreless for the remainder of the half. Adam Keogh got their first point after 20 minutes, and a goal by Dara Walsh meant that the sides went in level at half time. Caltra 4 points, Milltown 1 goal and 1 point. Milltown gradually dominated the second half. Aaron Connolly got their second goal after 37 minutes. He added 2 points as well for them to lead by 2-3 to 5 points. Other scorers were Liam Walsh, man of the match, Adam McGill, Jamie Gillen, John Malloy, and 2 points laid on by Evan Mannion. For the Caltra side, Evan Murray, Mikey Mulrain, Michael Fallon and Adam Mockler all got second half scores, but it was never enough to trouble Milltown, who went on to claim the spoils on a final scoreline of Milltown 2 goals and 10 points, Caltra 8 points. This is Kevin Dwyer for Galway BFM Sport.
Camogie next in the county intermediate Camogie final saw Castlegar take on Salthill Knocknacarra. Gordon Duan watched.
Castlegar 9 points, Salthill Knocknacarra 8 points. Castlegar will look forward to playing senior Camogie in 2023 after this 1-point victory in Loughrea this afternoon. The inclement weather made it difficult for both sides, especially in the second half, as these evenly matched sides went blow for blow. But a strong finish from Castlegar, where they outscored Salthill Knocknacarra 5-1 in the final quarter, proved decisive. It was Salthill Knocknacarra that opened the scoring on 6 minutes through Laura Kelly free. Then on 11 minutes, Chloe Broderick pointed for Castlegar after an excellent crossfield free from Eva Gilmore set up the chance. 2 Salthill Knocknacarra frees from Laura Kelly had them 2 points to the good by the 18th minute. Chloe Broderick then was a free and Laura Kelly was a point on the run. Salthill Knocknacarra's only point from play over the hour meant that there was 2 points between the sides coming up to half time, Salthill Knocknacarra leading 4-2. But Castlegar finished the half strongly with 2 points without reply through Chloe Broderick free on 25 minutes, and just before the half-time whistle, Caoimhe Callaghan pointed after a good run to bring them all square at half-time at 4 points apiece. Castlegar going in the happier of the sides at half-time after playing against the wind in the first half. It was Salthill Knocknacarra though that opened the second half strongly with 3 unanswered frees from Laura Kelly for them to lead 7-4 by the 41st minute. But Castlegar then took control. 3 in a row from Chloe Broderick, Emma Murphy and a Chloe Broderick point after good work from Eva Gilmore again had the sides all square at 7 apiece by the 46th minute. Laura Kelly then edged Salthill Knocknacarra back in front at 8-7 on 51 minutes, but Chloe Broderick with a free on 53 brought the sides all square at 8-8 to set up a nail-biting finish. Chloe Broderick though steadied the nerves with a free on 57 minutes, which meant it was the first time in the game that Castlegar led and at a crucial stage. Salthill Knocknacarra tried hard for an equaliser and Laura Kelly had a free late on into the wind, but that dropped short and Castlegar were able to clear their lines and thus ensured victory for Castlegar in this intermediate camogie final. The final score again from Loughrea, Castlegar 9, Salthill Knocknacarra 8. This is Gordon Duan for Galway Bay FM.
You're listening to the Full-Time Whistle on Galway Bay FM.
Well, we're going to stop that for just for a second because we need to get ourselves sorted out here. We will go to Mike Raff in a minute. But I'll tell you what we'll do. Let's go to hear what happened between Connacht and Ospreys on Saturday night. And Rob Murphy.
The Ospreys 19, Connacht 22 on a really perfect night for rugby in Swansea. Connacht got their first away win of the season and a third win in 4 outings in the United Rugby Championship. Yes, the form seems to have changed for Connacht after a slow start to the campaign. Remember, they lost their opening 3 games before beating Munster. And while there was some positive elements to the Leinster defeat where they lost 10-0, they really needed these bounce back victories in the last couple of weeks, a win with a bonus point against the Scarlets and then last night against the Ospreys, coming from behind against a weakened Ospreys side as well. They had tries from Hugh Sutton and Reuben Morgan-Williams within 8 minutes of the kickoff. So suddenly the team that were missing 13 frontline players to the Welsh international squad were looking like they were going to upset the odds. This was kind of a microcosm of Connacht's season this entire game, because Connacht were up and down throughout, showing really poor patches and yet being brilliant in moments as well. The comeback either side of halftime was fabulous from start to finish. In the 34th minute, they got a try from Alex Wootton, and that really set the tone. Following that though, they went better. Caelan Blade got a score as well. Jack Carty had one conversion of those 2 tries. A Blade score coming from a brilliant move inside the Connacht half, where Tom Farrell showed his speed and power and linked brilliantly with the very impressive David Hawkshaw, who was at the inside centre. They set up the chance. Blade finished it off. Second half was very much the same stuff from Connacht as they burst out of the blocks to put pressure on the Ospreys and forced a turnover before John Porch got his first try of the season and Connacht's third try of the game. They looked in total control then, but the Ospreys did fight back with a try from Sam Perry and Connacht had a bit of work to do. A drop goal from Jack Hardy just before that try though had Connacht with a bit of a cushion, 10 points ahead, 22-12. So when Perry's score went in and the conversion was kicked by Jack Walsh, they were back within 3 but still had work to do. Connacht defended resolutely in those closing stages. Players like Darren Murray and Sam Elo coming off the bench to tackle right to the end and show some real good power and determination. This shows the depth of Connacht squad and the potential that's there. It was not a classic performance. It was a game they really had to win. But in the end, Connacht kept their composure and got the job done. They go into a 4-week break now before returning to action, where they'll play Munster in Thomond Park. Last night's victory took Connacht ahead of Munster in the standings as well. So that game has a lot of importance on it. For now though, final score from Swansea, the Ospreys 19, Connacht 22.
Well done all around there. Now let's go to that game at AM&DC Park. Galway United needing to win to qualify for the next phase of the playoffs. Mike Raff.
Having secured a 2-2 draw on the first leg away from home in midweek, Galway United completed their first division semi-final playoff with Longford Town in successful fashion with a 3-0 victory in AM&DC Park this evening. In fairness, the display was as impressive as the outcome, and while they had some anxious moments, they were generally the better side for the duration. The home side led by 1-0 at the half-time, with David Hurley getting the opener after getting on the end of a Killian Broder long throw-in. A Stephen Walsh header that was taken off the line was the closest they went to adding to that in the opening half. Now for the duration of the second half, they really controlled matters, and as they only kept their second clean sheet in 10 games. They had numerous chances to increase their lead, but a series of missed opportunities and good goalkeeping by Luke Dennison kept the game alive. Finally, 2 goals in the closing minutes sealed the win. Stephen Walsh provided the knockdown that Mikey Rowe applied the finish to make it 2-0 on 90 minutes, and on 95 it was Rob Manley who finished from close range to make it 3-0 and seal a playoff final against Waterford in Limerick on Friday night.
Yeah, Mike Raff there. Let's hear from John Caulfield. He was speaking to Mike afterwards.
I thought today was really outstanding. You know, it was a difficult day. Conditions were heavy. Obviously, the weather's been horrendous all week. Pitch cut up, but not really. We were totally dominant. You know, we just couldn't get the second goal, I think. Luke makes a fantastic save just after half time. Watch him look like a stonewall penalty in the first half. Adam heads the ball against the post, looked like he had to score. It was that type of game where we couldn't get the second goal to put them away. You know, so it was that was the frustrating, but overall I thought our play was, you know, outstanding. The work rate was outstanding, and you know, it was a good win, and we move on to the wins after Friday night. So you know, obviously we know Waterford are a serious team and hot favourites, but this win will do us good.
Yeah, John Caulfield there, very happy with the performance, with the result, I'm sure, and with 3 goals. And one of those goal scorers, the first goal was scored by David Hurley. Here he is speaking to Jonathan Higgins.
Dave, incredible scenes there at the end, a big victory, 3-0 in the end, but on we march.
Yeah, brilliant win. We knew it was going to be a battle. Seeing out there was tough. Football probably wasn't the prettiest at times, which, you know, in cup ties like these, that's really what it's about, battling. And then when you get the time on the ball, you have to use it, and tonight we did. You know, we scored, we looked threatening in every set piece, we pinned them in really, and limited their chances, and when we got our chances we took them, thankfully.
Nice to get off the mark yourself as well, big roar when that went in.
Yeah, it was good. You know, we always say about me kind of standing on the edge to be on the move, Badger screaming at me to be on the move, so I said, you know what, I'll make a run in, and then foot falls to me in the penalty spot and just throw the leg at it, but happy it went in anyway.
good stuff. The second half you rallied, created a number of opportunities, but the longer it went on, just a 1-0, it got a little bit edgy.
Yeah, that's kind of the thing when it's a 1-0 lead, that we were kind of on top really, that you'd be afraid that they might catch you on the break or anything, but we really limited them when they were going forward. Really stopped them, and we did really well there, and luckily then towards the end our subs came on, made a brilliant impact, and we were creating loads of chances, and thankfully when it came towards the end then we took them, and we were able to come out comfortably in the end. But obviously for most of the second half was only 1-0, and it was a bit tough, but luck we marched on.
Yeah, that's David Hurley, the man that got the first goal, and he was delighted obviously that the man that got the second goal, Mikey Rowe, here he is speaking to Jonathan.
Mikey, you know, the scenes after full time really say it all. They're a great win.
Yeah, look, we're absolutely delighted. Look, I suppose we were still kind of haunted from this stage of the playoffs last year, and we just really wanted to put it right. And For the fans as much of as ourselves, because I think, you know, for this club to push forward, it's going to take everybody. And look, we're over the moon to get past this stage, but look, we're already focused on next Friday, because, you know, you can't take your foot off the gas, I suppose.
Yeah, well, you think back to the scenes here at that Bray game last year, same manager actually as well, but the difference in finishing the game, like yourself included, and everyone that came on, just like 100 miles an hour at the end, and a real positive way to go into Friday night's game.
Yeah, definitely. Look, as I said, there were really tough scenes at the end of last year. Look, we felt like we had let the big crowd down, but look, they all came back out today, and, you know, we really appreciate that. And look, it was just brilliant to get over the line.
Yourself as well, you're in such good form at the moment. You found the goal again.
Yeah, no, I'm really enjoying it at the minute. And look, anyway, I can help us over the next few games, I'll be delighted to do so.
And of course, you're playing your near neighbours from back home as well. Another little twist.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, look, I was at Watford obviously a couple of years ago before I went to America, but it'd be definitely nice if we could get one over them on Friday.
Mikey Rowe there, the man that got the second goal. Now let's hear what has happened on the local soccer scene, and it's back to Mike.
Well, there was no fairy tale finish for Galway WFC in the Airtricity Women's National League in M&DC Park yesterday evening when they played their final game, and unfortunately went down by 6-0 against Piemont United. The visitors were 4 up at the break. Anya Gorman got a hat-trick, and indeed Barney native Sive Doyle also got amongst the goals. Galway WFC certainly went close on a number of occasions, but a side that was much weakened, missing Lindsay McKee, Julianne Russell, Becky Walsh, really under strength, a lot of young players. So it certainly wasn't a good finale, but it's the last game under Galway WFC banner, and of course Galway WFC are going to become Galway United next season, and we wish them well. But many thanks for the efforts of the likes of Stephen Moore and Eamon Nocton, who put and Pádraig De Bourcq, who put so much time and effort into Galway WFC. Switching to local action, the Western Highs Rise Premier League. All the action came in the opening half yesterday as Salthill Devon defeated Murphy United by 5-3. Darren Darcy, young player from Happy This Evening, from Mike Cullamy, he scored direct from a corner from the opener. Andrew Connolly, Pricewell Diella and Mikey Fox with 2 were all in the mark for the visitors. Stephen Larkin, Robert Carroll and Charlie Concannon responded for the home side. Concannon had an opportunity to make it a little bit more competitive. Penalty early in the second half, but a smashing save by Mamala, and also kept out the rebound. So Devon keep the pressure on the top two in the table. The only other game played, Boris Ejang got both goals for Colga as they defeated Renmore by 2-1. They were the teams that were promoted last season. His second goal was a rebound after his penalty effort was saved. Athenry and Mary Owen Moore at the top of the table on 16 points. Mary Owen Moore have played 2 games extra. Devon just a point behind on 15. There was a cracking game in midweek because Mary Owen Moore and Athenry shared the spoils in a 4-4 draw. 1-1 at the break. Mary Owen Moore were 4-1 up with about 15 minutes to go. Cody McCann with 2, Gavin Smith and Hassan Diasoba got their goals, but Athenry responded. They haven't been champions in the past for no reason. Cole Connolly got 2 and Sean O'Callaghan got 2, with the equaliser coming in the 96th minute. Bit of a sickener for the home side, but a share of the spoils. In the Championship, leaders Dynamo Blues continued on their winning ways with a 3-1 away success over Murphy United B this morning. John Dondalan got 2 of those goals. Ryan Kane got the others. Jack Weejes is a regular goal scorer for West Coast United all season, and he got the match winner today as they defeated Crockwell United by 8-0. Some games were off in the division, but the only other one was Dave Mooney got the match winner as University of Galway defeated Tuam Celtic by 0-0 yesterday. Blues are at the top of the table, followed by Crockwell, Lock Ray and Mary Orton Moore B. Switching to Division 1, and Uchterard and McDara shared the spoils in a contest in Carrow this morning. It was Ronan Thornton who put the home side in front. Didn't get the Uchterard goal scorer, but they remain at the top of the table. St. Patrick's were very impressive, 6-1 away winners over Craigmore Clare Galway. Ronan Keneally with a hat-trick. Seamus Monaghan got 2 and Shane O'Brien got the others. Cush Auriga are another side probably benefiting from a few lads back from the playing football. They were 5-0 winners over East United yesterday. Seamus De Bourcq got 2, Conlo Corrine, Mickey O'Connor and Garoge O'Curran all in the mark for the Rosseville based side. And in the remaining game, Renmore B defeated Athenry B by 3-2. So it's Uchterard, Moinvilla, McDara, Corrifin and Cush Auriga all up in the top half of the table there. And in Division 2, Salthill Devon B dropped their first points of the campaign when held to a 2-2 draw by Barnan of Urbica. Mark Diskin got both goals for Devon B in this contest in Drum. Jordan Powell and Andrea McGee were on the mark for Barnan of Urbica. Two other games played in the division. Kiltullo were 3-1 winners over Moinvilla B. Kinvara United defeated Colga B by 3-1. So at the top there you have Sultan Devon B, Bohemians, Kiltullo and Barnan of Urbica all contesting those promotion spaces. One other game from yesterday was the Galway United Academy under 14 side. They were in cup quarter final action yesterday in Cork. Two goals by Tolle and one by Zimmerer gave them a 3-0 away win over Cork City. Very impressive performance by that. They're in semi final action on Tuesday evening in Amari when they will play St Pat's. And also well done to Galway United's Kyle Fitzgerald. He's part of the Irish international under 16 squad who are taking place in the Victory Shield over the next few days.
Mike Rafferty there with the wrap up on the local soccer scene. Let's go for a wrap up on basketball. Adrian O'Neill.
University of Galway Mary returned to winning ways and also returned to the top of the Southern Conference with a win over the previously unbeaten Energy Wise Neptune yesterday evening. Unfortunately, both Cumann Kishel and Macquillan and University of Galway Mystics are still without wins this season in their respective leagues after both suffered losses yesterday. Starting with University of Galway Mary, they had a very good 89-83 point win over Energy Wise Neptune in the InsureMyVan.ie Men's Super League. The game started at a very high pace, with two of the top teams in the league this season entertaining the crowd. Neither side were able to take control of the game, with Owen Rockall leading the charge for University of Galway Mary, while Jordan Blunt was to the fore for Neptune. The second quarter was more of the same, with Joe Jr. Mvuzolo getting some vital scores to help University of Galway Mary to a 3-point half-time lead, helped by some nice scores also from John Burke and Jared Haynes. The third quarter started frantically, and Rocco was hitting three-pointers for fun, and with Mvuzolo scoring well, University of Galway Mary began to stretch into a good lead. They were helped by poor free-throw shooting from Neptune, who struggled to stay in the game as they kept missing their free-throws. University of Galway Mary actually stretched into an 18-point lead midway through the last quarter, and although Neptune, primarily through Jordan Blunt and Roy Downey, did come back a little, it was a reasonably comfortable end to the game for University of Galway Mary. Their top scorers for the game were Owen Rockall with 23, Joe Jr. and Vizzolo with 19, and John Burke with 14 points. The final score was University of Galway Mary 89, Energy Wise Neptune 83. Cumann Kishel and Macquillan were also in action in the InsureMyVan.ie Men's Super League, as they travelled to Dublin to take on Colchester yesterday, a game they lost by 22 points. It has been a tough season so far for Macquillan, and this was the second game in a row that they failed to get to 40 points, which will obviously be a huge concern for coach John Cunningham. It should be noted that Macquillan were without their American Grant Olsen and also without James Kinnair and James Lyons, two of their top scorers this season. Ibarc Talon did score 15 points for them, but Macquillan trailed by 15 at half time after only managing to score 5 points in the second quarter. Colchester did play well, and with John Behan scoring well, it was always going to be a tough task for Macquillan. Final score was Colchester 59, Cumann Kishel and Macquillan 37. Finally, in the misquote.ie Women's Super League, University of Galway Mystics were very competitive, but ultimately lost out to a more experienced Father Matthew side in Cork yesterday. It was clearly evident the Mystics were missing their American Naomi Gampor and also Hazel Finn, who were both out with injury. The first quarter was very high scoring, with the Cork side winning 24-18, and they stretched that lead to 10 points by half time. Mystics came charging back in the third quarter, with Karen McLean leading the offensive charge. However, it wasn't enough, as Father Matthew steadied the ship with experienced players like Ronnie Dwyer able to control the pace of the game, and once again stretched their lead and leave Mystics still looking for their first win of the season. Final score was Father Matthew 65, University of Galway Mystics 50.
Adrian O'Neill there at half time in the game in the Premier Division of the SSE Electricity League. Shamrock Rovers, the champions, lead Derry City by 1-0. And who else would have got the goal? Only our own Rory Gaffney. And well done to him. He's been in smashing form all year. Tomorrow there's racing again in Ballybrit. The first goes to post there at 12:40. There's 8 races on the card altogether, and we will have every race for you here on Galway Bay FM throughout the afternoon. First race, as I said, underway at 12:40. Mark Roberts and George McDonough will be in Ballybrit for those races, and we'll bring them all to you here on Galway Bay FM.
You're listening to the Full Time Whistle on Galway Bay FM.
Well, that's the Full Time Whistle for this Sunday night. My thanks to everybody that was out and about today. Congratulations to Mike Cullen. Well done to Galway United. And well done to Loughrea, Clarenbridge, Sarsfields and Thomases. We do it all again next week. We'll say bye-bye from here, and thanks for listening.